You recall months ago, a New York community board approved plans to build Park 51. It was a Muslim community center in Lower Manhattan. A year ago, local Jewish and Christian community leaders endorsed the project. It even got the approval of a national religious sect.
I can't find many people who really have a problem with it. Bloomberg is for it. You got rabbis in New York saying they don't have a problem with it. I like what you're trying to do, and Ms. Khan, we appreciate it.
Oh, Fox News. That was December, whether it was the Christmas spirit or seasonal affective disorder. No one seemed to get too worked up. But the discussion soon became not about their right to build a place of worship, but about where they were building it.
I'm all in favor of the freedom of religion and freedom of speech, but I also think that you have to be sensitive to the victims.
This is about sensitivity.
I'm quite happy if they'd come in and said, we want to build a community center near Central Park.
In Central Park, all over Central Park. We love mosques. We are mosqueteers, if you will. We barbecue on weekends using mesquite. We love it. It's an argument about being sensitive to the location's meaning for so... Really? You enjoy that? I forget these pop up occasionally. It's an argument about being sensitive to the location's meaning for so many who lost so much there. And it's a fair question for the mosque's opponents to raise. But that argument took a subtle turn. See if you can catch it.
The issue here is not religious freedom, and it is not people worshiping God through the Islamic religion. That's wonderful. But
Islam is a lie from the pit of hell.
Women are stoned to death.
The infidel must be converted or killed.
The Imam Ralph, he is no friend to America.
He supports Sharia.
Refused to condemn Hamas.
The Imam behind the mosque may accept money from Iran or Saudi Arabia.
We're establishing literally a command center for terrorism right at the 9/11 site.
I'm for freedom of religion. I'm just saying this religion is dominated by women stoning suicide bombers. That's all. By the way, those clips were just from the past 24 hours. You're welcome. You know, just for the record, I'm against establishing a terrorist command post at 9/11 Ground Zero, or really anywhere in the city. Here's the part of the, let me just explain this. Here's the part of the argument I get.
I was on my way to the World Trade Center on 9/11 when I watched the second plane fly into the building. I was there. I had a safety deposit box in a Chase Bank underneath. This is it. This is the actual box. They found it 2 years later.
What did you have in
there? I just want to show you. There was some cash in there, but let me just show you some of these. I mean, it's crazy. These are dollar bills.
It's just charred.
Those are two coins that melted together. I mean, it's just, you want to know why I have passion for this thing? This is why.
I get it. You feel very strongly about the event in that area. You lost friends and a certain amount of cash and coins. But even though many innocent Muslims also died in the towers and the Pentagon has a mosque in it with no problems, you feel there should not be a mosque down there. At least symbolically, it doesn't sit well with you. And I can accept that. I can accept that argument. I can respect that argument. Here's where you lose me.
We're following the money trail. Where is this money coming from? Unfortunately, with this guy, Imam Rauf, he's not a good guy. He's being portrayed as a moderate Muslim. This guy has questionable ties. I mean, there's questions whether he has ties to Perdana, which was the group that sent that flotilla towards Israel. Remember that whole conflict on the water? He may have ties. Perdana and Muslim Brotherhood are handshake apart. And here's the one that we should all really worry about. Where's Iran in this? Perdana, Iran have been loosely tied to Imam Rauf also. Do I want a mosque that may be a meeting place for some of the scariest minds, some of the biggest terrorist minds?
Yeah, the next Hamburg cell could be right downtown.
No.
Or uptown. Or midtown. Definitely not the village. I mean, the rent's there. But the very fact that the Trade Center bombing could have been hatched from Hamburg means they don't have to be next to it when they plan. And may have ties to people who might have bad ideas that may end up getting money from relatives of people who might have, for some reason, safety deposit boxes filled with money. It's a danger. dangerous game of guilt by association you could play with almost anybody. All you need is a card and a highlighter. It's nothing. It's what is that game called? It's 6 degrees of people who don't eat bacon. You let me do it for you. Okay, here, let's try this. Here's Rupert Murdoch. He owns Fox News. Now, he definitely has ties to Prince Al-Waleed bin Talal. Al-Waleed bin Talal owns the second largest share of News Corp outside of the Murdoch family. He owns 7%, $2.5 billion. Now, they say he's a liberal Muslim, but he is in the Saudi royal family, which may have ties to funding the Wahhabist mosques, the same particular brand of Islam practiced by some of the terrorists. And he may have business dealings with the Carlyle Group, whose clients include Bin Laden family, one of whose sons, now obviously I'm not going to say which son, one of whose sons may be anti-American. I'm just connecting this. I'm just reading off a highlighted card. By the way, after 9/11, Mayor Rudy Giuliani would not. After 9/11, Rudy Giuliani would not accept $10 million from this same Prince Al-Waleed because he had cited Mideast policy as one of the reasons that we were attacked, which is the same reason they said that the imam down at the Ground Zero Mosque was a radical. So I think that really when you look at this card and you do highlight it in yellow, the only thing you can come up with is Fox News a terrorist command center? I don't know. I just don't know. I'm just saying that you can draw this up. So clearly I'm being very fair. This whole thing has gotten crazy. In our panic, we've lost sight of something very important. If only someone could step up and cut through all this political posturing and fear-mongering and remind us what America is all about.
Tragedy has been and will always be with us. Somewhere right now, evil people are planning evil things. All of us will do everything meaningful, everything we can do to prevent it. But each horrible act can't become an axe for opportunists to cleave the very Bill of Rights that binds us.
Thank you, Charlton Heston. Of course, he was speaking out after another tragedy when people on the left had demanded that the NRA, out of respect to the recent victims of Columbine, not hold their scheduled NRA convention in Denver near the site of the tragedy. And by the way, I'm sure I probably would have been one of those people. Painting too narrow a picture, connecting irresponsibly the actions of two psychotics to an entire group of reasonable people expressing their constitutional rights. I was angry. And very thin. And my hair was dark, and I could not apparently buy a suit that fit. Why did I have to wear Kilborn suits? Well, I don't understand. The point is, I was wrong, and Heston was right. And if you replace NRA with Muslim community and Second Amendment with First Amendment, he's still right.
America must stop this predictable pattern of reaction. When an isolated, terrible event occurs, our phones ring, demanding that the NRA explain the inexplicable. Why us? Because their story needs a villain. That is not our role in American society, and we will not be forced to play it. If you disagree, that's your right. I respect that. But we will not relinquish it, or be silenced about it, or be told, do not come here, you are unwelcome in your own land.
Well said, sir, and it gives me hope, because if there's anyone who can bring Muslims, Christians, and Jews together, it's Moses. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show. The Islamic Community Center in downtown Manhattan has quickly become more than just a local problem, and it's sure to be a major political issue for the Democrats come November.
Don't worry, they're all over it.
There is no question that there is a concerted effort to make this a political issue by some. And I join those who have called for looking into how is this opposition to the mosque being funded? How is this being ginned up?
So your answer to attack on freedom of religion is an investigation threatening to chill freedom of speech. You have nothing to fear from this temple, but if you oppose it, we will find you. What is wrong with you people? There is an all-you-can-eat buffet of things you could be saying and doing right now to win the hearts and minds of the country, and instead, you're acting like the Democrats. You're acting like Democrats, really. I mean, look at this fundraising letter that they just sent out. Stand with us against the right's despicable attacks and their fat cat fundraising by joining Team Pelosi. First of all, fat cats? Really? You're trying to start a grassroots movement by attacking your opposition for being 1920s tycoons? Say that, hop aboard this street cab. We're going to give these crumb bums the old 23 skidoo. And Team Pelosi? I think we can all agree that the prefix team should only be used in support of shirtless werewolves or for people who were screwed over by Jay Leno. Now, actually, this team concept is so stupid, it may be the only way to settle the emerging religious war coming to our country. So now we go to Asif Manvi in Dearborn, Michigan, representing Team Mohammed.
Thank you, John. Assalamu alaikum.
All right, thank you. And we have Wyatt Cenac in the rest of the country representing Team Jesus.
Peace be with you, not you. Shut up!
All right, let's just play clean. Jesus, you've got the home field advantage. We're going to go to Wyatt first. How you feeling going into this?
Feeling strong, Brother John. We got over 2 billion people, and that's not even counting Jehovah's Witnesses. You ever heard of a thing called the Bible Belt? That's us. We're the religion holding America's pants up. Team Jesus!
Yeah, okay, all right.
Nice job.
Yeah. John, quality, not quantity. We're young, we're hungry. Besides, 1.5 billion is nothing to sneeze at. We got a lot of great converts coming up through the farm system.
Farm system? Don't you mean the penal system? Yeah, you're gonna have a great squad in 20 years or 15 with good behavior.
Oh, I'm sorry. Crusades. Yeah. Inquisition.
All right. Now, Asif, to be fair, they were a younger religion then. Going through kind of a sowing of the oats, conquering the Roman Empire kind of phase. That's
Yeah, I'm not going to take a bunch of shit from a bunch of stoners, by which I mean people who still stone adulterers.
Okay, I'm not defending those nuts. I'm talking about everybody else.
Team Jesus, check him out! Boom!
Team Mohammed! We'll get done.
Yeah. Right, you can't show your guy. Your people will get mad.
All right, he's not a mascot. So
just wait. Now, Wyatt, to be fair, if I'm correct, they don't show Muhammad because Muhammad believed himself to be a prophet, not a god. He didn't wish to be worshipped, so he made it sacrilege to recreate his image. I believe that's...
Exactly.
All right, yeah. That's...
Lame. Guys everywhere. Necklaces, tattoos. Sometimes he'll show up on a grilled cheese sandwich just for fun.
I guess I'll be more careful now at the diner.
All right, guys, aren't we all on the same team? Team USA, team human being? An experiment in pluralism? Yes, we have our ups and downs, but at the end of the day, isn't it wonderful that we live in a country we can celebrate our differences rather than demonize each other that can...
Wow, it sounds like you just joined Team Gaylord.
What?
That's good one, Team Jesus.
Yeah. Now John's an abomination in the eyes of both our lords.
Yeah.
I'm not gay. It's not a gay thing.
Whatever, heathen. Hey, Team Muhammad, you're all right with me. You want to grab a sandwich?
Yeah, as long as it's not a BLT.
You're hilarious.
Thank you. Asif Manvi and Wyatt Cenac. We'll be right back.